हरे कृष्णा। इन द भगवद गीता लॉर्ड कृष्ण सेज दैट द थ्री मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर इन दिस वर्ल्ड हैव बीन केप्ट इन ऑर्डर फॉर फैसिलिटेटिंग द जीवा टू गिव शेप टू हिज मटेरियल डिजायर्स इंडिपेंडेंट ऑफ कृष्णा। So if somebody brings a desire independent of Krishna, wanting to fulfill the desire when they come to this world, the three modes of material nature are kept. Actually, we think the three modes are punishing us. Actually, they are not punishing us. They are just doing their duty. The three modes are actually Maya's facility for us to fulfill our own independently enacted desires. But their experience is miserable because we don't have we are not taking shelter of Krishna, rather we are acting against Krishna's interest, and we are acting against our own interest. Therefore, if one having been subjugated to the three gunas in tamoguna, rajoguna and sattvaguna, having lived in this world and being conducted by the three gunas for a while, gets experience that this experience is miserable. I don't want to be under these three modes. It is a painful experience, miserable experience. And I want to get rid of it. Then one has to make a beginning of surrender to Krishna. When one is subjected to the three modes, one cannot see Krishna. One can only get a understanding of overall spiritual unitedness in all the living entities. One can come up to the point of understanding that we are not the body, we are the spirit soul. And similarly, the absolute truth is Supreme Brahman. One can get this understanding when one is subject to the three gunas. But if one is willing to open his mind to accept the knowledge coming in Guru Parampara, especially the Vaishnava Guru Parampara, when one accepts the knowledge and applies that knowledge by chanting the holy name and performing the devotional activities in line with Krishna, the more one engages kaya, vacha, manasa in the pravrittis and nivrittis, favorable and unfavorable activities, one takes great care in executing devotional service, and gradually the effect of modes will stop. Why? Because when one has no material activities to do independent of Krishna, then there is no use of modes for such a person. The modes are only kept to facilitate acting out our material desires. So therefore, Atmendriya Priti Vanchatare Balikam Krishnendriya Priti Yicha Dhare Premanam. So if I have independent material desires to enjoy for myself, which have no connection to Krishna, then I need the support of the three gunas to give shape to those desires in this material world. And that experience is miserable. But if I have spiritual desires to serve Krishna, I surrender to Guru and Krishna, and they engage my senses and mind in Krishna's service. And that is actually more and more purifying. More and more it brings me to Krishna's shelter and gives me experience of great transcendental bliss. All we need to do is to agree to this. And by not agreeing to this, we remain in misery. Just like if a citizen of a country refuses to follow the laws of the state and acts in certain serious deviant ways, wanting to act independently, then he is given another zone called jail, where there are other laws that operate there in order to give shape to his own desires. So, and then he experiences a miserable experience and he comes out of the jail and aligns with the laws of the state. Similarly, with a school-going child, his independent desire is to play all day. But parents' desire is to see that he gets educated, earns a degree and earns money and stands on his own leg and becomes a nicely situated gentleman. But if a child doesn't listen to the good advice of the parents, and becomes naughty and plays all day and fails in all the papers, then he is given a tuition teacher to report to, and the tuition teacher subjects the child to certain types of gunas, like the three modes. Teacher subjected to certain things which will be necessary for the child to reform his behavior. So it's a very easy to understand concept. So Prabhupada said, if the lower tendencies pop up, even during chanting, mind is rebellious. Prabhupada said, chant loudly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One has to curb the lower nature by a higher nature and stop the senses and mind from becoming independent of Krishna, wanting to be facilitated for doing nonsense. And we have had this for millions of lifetimes, and we should be serious about stopping such a deviant behavior and aligning with Krishna. The three modes will gradually stop. Prabhupada says the Maya's clutches, the grip of Maya becomes slackened, and gradually becomes nil for a devotee who begins to surrender to Krishna and gradually fully surrenders to Krishna. While surrendering to Krishna, Jiva should be pious and open to receiving knowledge. And that is what makes the Chaturvedha Bhajante Imam very special, because they are pious by nature, pious and devoted and willing to receive knowledge, and eventually their life becomes glorious. And those who are impious and those who are ignorant and not willing to receive the knowledge, they repeatedly go in the direction of material activities, and they are more and more strongly caught by the clutches of the three gunas. So one has a choice. By making the right choice, we actually blossom in our relationship with Krishna. Hari Nam Prabhu ki.